First and foremost, thank you. If you're listening to this or you're watching this, you clicked on something that brought you here today to learn a little bit more about our supporting partner, Camp Brain. If you've been paying attention at all throughout the year, and we know you have, you know that Camp Brain has been a supporting partner of ACA New England throughout this year, but they've been supporting camps for much, much longer than that. And so we're super excited to talk more with some of their team today, because it's not just a nameless, faceless business entity out there. There are humans, there are people that drive all of this. And today we are joined by Allison Schmidt from Camp Brain, and we look forward to learning a little bit more about her, her role at Camp Brain, and ultimately what you should be doing at this time of year to prepare yourself for success this summer. So Allison, how are you doing today? Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for that segue back to me so I can ask our first question, which is, who are you? Tell us a little bit about Allison Schmidt and your journey to Camp Brain.
That is such a wonderful question. I love that. So I am one of the operations managers here at Camp Brain. I have a focus on our implementation specialty. So what that means is I lead the group of individuals who work with their first year clients, help them get them set up for success, consult them, train them on how to use the system and configure it for success in the long term, which I absolutely love. But how did I get to Camp Brain? That's a also a wonderful question. So I didn't go to camp as a kid, but I did spend some time working at a camp. So I had a chance to see what the camp life was all about. It definitely piqued my interest. But just prior to Camp Brain, I worked for a YMCA in Ontario in Canada, where I was in a dual role. So I'd worked in both our fundraising development coordinator, as well as working at the front desk of the YMCA. Turns out I really enjoyed this, because what it meant is that I had the chance to be a part of the team that raised funds, that provided financial assistance for those who couldn't afford to go to camp, and was also part of the team who got to work directly with the families, who then got to benefit from those funds to send their kids to camp. So just being a part of that whole program was so rewarding, and I got so much joy out of that, to see that positive impact on the kids. That when the posting for Camp Brain came up, it seemed like a no-brainer. The idea of being able to support camps on just that larger scale really spoke to me. And so I applied and I started in 2013 on our support team.
Are you past your 10-year anniversary, or are you coming up on your 10-year?
Coming up to it in September, September 23rd.
Well, a congratulations early from us. And you and I talked about this before. We have similar backgrounds in the sense that I didn't actually go to camp as a kid either. Started working at camps a little bit as an adult, and then I fell in love with it. And if this show was about me today, I would talk all about why I love working with camps. But it's not about me. It is about you. So tell me real quick, what is it about working with camps that drew you to Camp Brain? We're going to pass right over that brain pun that you threw in there. It was a no-brainer. Camp is a no-brainer, and Camp Brain is a no-brainer, because they want you to love your software. If you love camp and you love software, love Camp Brain, because they want you to love your software. So what is it about camp in this industry that you enjoy?
So it's truly, when I think about it, it's the impact that camps have. Camp is just such a phenomenal place where kids just get to be kids and have this supportive environment where they can try new things, they can learn new skills, all in this safe space. So to be a part of that community is just so rewarding to me. In a day-to-day sense, why I like working with camps, the clients we work with are just, they're so open to collaboration. They're so positive. Even when working through some of those trickier problems, I just love working with the people that we have the opportunity to work with. And truly, personally, I love the energy that our clients bring, especially when those first campers arrive. I know it's this feeling of chaos for us, those deadlines that we're working on are that much tighter, but it's just this communal feeling of, yeah, this is why we do what we do. And it's just invigorating. And I just love being a part of it.
You nailed it right there too. Camp is such a kind of funny space, because while a lot of our customers and your customers, our members and your clients are competitors, they are very collegial. It is a communal atmosphere, because it's not rocket surgery what we're doing here, but it is uberly important, and the experience is everything. And so you do need to have kind of curious, empathetic, and, you know, adventurous people in the space to work with. You mentioned day-to-day operations. What is your role now at Camp Brain, and what does that day-to-day operation look like?
So it's really interesting. My role shifts throughout the year. So as the implementation specialist, there's some real seasonality to our sales season as well as our implementation season. So between December to March, my focus is on helping the team support our first year clients, getting them set up within the software. But right now, camps are getting ready to camp. They are ready to roll. And so our whole team takes this all hands on deck approach during this period, which means everybody comes together to support our clients in some way, which means that my role operationally also changes. I'm not looking so much ahead to what are we implementing right now? Because frankly, it's not a lot of camps during the summer, which to me makes a ton of sense. So right now, from that higher level, I'm looking at does our staff, are they supported? Do they have what they need to support the clients that are going to call right now and need that assistance, as well as thinking about what do camp admins need right now? What do they need in a month from now? And I think my experience having worked on the support team when I first started at Campbrain really gave me that lived experience that I had the opportunity to see it firsthand, know what it's like to be in our clients' shoes, but also in the support team shoes and know what they need to help our clients inevitably.
Well, you nailed it. We are cyclical in nature in the camp world. And whatever analogy you like to use, whether it's Broadway or whether it's a cruise ship that has already left the port, the curtain is raising on the show here shortly. And so, like you said, you still might have an onboard or two, but broadly speaking, it's not about bringing in the new, but just making sure that the folks who are here and launching and getting ready to go are set up for success. So I imagine this has got to be a super busy time for you all, and things got to be coming out of a lot of different directions. But what are some consistent questions or reminders that you have this time of year that you would like to share with folks to say, whatever you're doing, make sure that you're at least giving a little bit of attention to X, Y, or Z?
Mm-hmm. I love this question. It's truly, if you've been using Campbrain for years, my biggest suggestion for you, test your custom reports that you have. So just make sure that you're getting the data you expect on those reports before camp begins. You don't want to be in a spot where camp has started and suddenly, oh, that report's not working the way it did last year. Of course, our team is here to support you, but we don't want to set you back and have put up any deadlines that we're unable to meet just with how busy it is. For our first year clients, it's, have you thought about what reports you're going to need, and have you submitted those report requests to us? So do you have all the data that you need to get out of the system? And if not, start asking us. We'll happily put that together. This is the time that we want to do that work. The other thing I would mention is that we're here for you. So especially during camp, I know the lead up to camp is stressful. There's lots going on. And as I mentioned, we take that all hands deck approach because we want everyone in operations contributing to support our clients, and just know that our clients, when they call, they're going to have that caring, supportive, calm voice at the end of the phone call. That's so important. I know I've appreciated that when calling into support in the past. So truly, if anyone has any questions, they're feeling doubtful, they just want to talk through something, give us a call. We're here. We're very happy to help you, and we want to help you during this period.
It sounds to me like, again, going back to the Broadway analogy, make sure you're doing a full dress rehearsal for those camps out there that this isn't their first rodeo with Campbrain. You know, run those custom reports, maybe ask some questions internally. What is that information that you need at a moment's notice when you snap your fingers, when you press the button and you want it to be spit right back out at you? Because you need it when you've got 50 campers waiting outside for this, or you've got 100 staff members that you've got to organize for that. And so if you're new to the game, though, it sounds like if you don't know where to look, look to Campbrain. You might not know that you have some custom abilities that you can request. You might not know. So even if you're unsure about what questions to ask, reach out to the folks at Campbrain, and they're more than happy to sit down and maybe guide you through, give you a little mini consult heading into the summer. And that way you can walk away and go look in some nooks and crannies and make sure that you have the reports that you need when you need them. Am I hearing that right?
You got it. Absolutely right. That's great.
Well, Allison, listen, I can't thank you enough. I know on behalf of ACA New England, the staff, the membership, and everybody here camping in New England, we really sincerely appreciate the support that you all have for us as an organization and as an industry, and the engagement that you provide to the customers and the clients, and the reactions that you make. You all made some great upgrades to your systems this year. You're constantly taking feedback and operationalizing that for the future. So once again, whether it's this, that, or the other for this summer, next summer, or any summer in the future, if you've got questions, comments, or concerns around camp and your software, reach out to Allison and the team at Camp Brandon. They're happy to help.
Amazing. Thanks, bud.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.